from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
And we do got some sweet emotion going on.
Now, this is Dylan, this is how you rejoin.
Let's not. Don't give that man his flowers and shit.
Yeah.
He still
song.
Hasn't gotten to the drop of any of these songs. You know what I mean? He's just playing them off the top. Got to get to the. See what I mean? Like, we're still going. Got to get to the chorus.
You remember that movie Dazed and Confused?
Yeah. Like, oh, a long
yeah,
time ago.
Like, that's how this movie opens, and they're showing some of, like, you know, the logos and stuff of the company that makes it, and this whole little thing is playing, and then it hits as they're driving to the parking lot. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it is. Mike, Bo, and Maria Martin hanging out with you here on this Wednesday morning. We are not live from Flowery Branch. Anybody that's been following the show so far. We pulled up in Flowery Branch at about 5 a.m., and there was no power. So it sounds like, Bo, and you just read the email from the Falcons, it sounds like things are getting switched around a little bit, moving practice up, because I guess they can't watch film. They don't have power right now.
Yeah, so. I actually just got off the phone with one of the Falcons' top brass, David Bassidy, and they have moved practice up to 8 a.m., it's a fluid situation right now, but the power is still not there.
Off. It was so dark when we pulled up this morning. Maria, I know you didn't get a chance to lay eyes on it, but you've been to that facility enough
right.
to know that, like, when I came over the hill and the light wasn't even flashing,
yeah,
it was just black. I was like, am I allowed to turn left here? Like, what is going on?
It's like people are camping out there.
The light at Hog Mountain. And then, so Mike and I decided to park, and I said, hey, man, I need to go to the building. I need to assess things.
Of course
you
did.
We're walking up.
Can't even see it. I've got to assess it.
I need to be on site to assess this.
Hey, do you guys need any help getting the power grid back up?
So, hey, man. Look,
are you tapping a generator with a wrench or what's
happening?
Well,
someone was. I'm going to tell you something.
That was terrifying. So
we park right there across the street where a lot of you guys get to park for practice.
Yeah.
And
Flowery Branch High School, the back end of Flowery Branch High School with the softball fields.
Yeah, and there's we walked the entire hub because there's normally an outlet there. Now Mike and I were just gonna pull a table out there, have Jersey Mike set up the rig, and we're just gonna go live from Flowery Branch softball fields.
We were,
and so walk around, can't find it. We said, let's walk across the street and just see what this is. Let's assess, air quotes, the situation. And we're walking by that old house where they let people pay to park. And I think people still live there. Mike disagrees, but I know those people still live there.
Dude, it's a shit.
Now I'm fascinated.
It's a shit.
I've never really thought about
Nobody
it, but now
lives in there.
I don't know. Maybe they do now.
Maria, we walked by there.
So scary.
every morning at 5 a.m. for training camp, and you never hear a noise.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we hear what sounds like a generator, and you hear like a clanging, right? But it's like the tinny noise, like a wrench on a pipe or the generator or whatever. And I look at Mike, and I go, you ever heard that noise before? He's like, it's pretty creepy. Walk faster.
The ghost of Falcons Pass was trying to get the power grid back online for training camp. I was like, keep walking. And you know, look, here's the thing. If the lights had all been on, it wouldn't have been a thing. Like, but you're walking and there's like just trees and this creepy old shed that Bo seems to think is a house.
What's so funny about that is this morning I'm driving and, you know, I'm making really good time and I'm like having a great day and I'm thinking like, everything is awesome. And I'm thinking, I'm going to walk myself to the facility today. I wasn't going to text Jess to pick me up. And then you guys told me that and I was like, never mind, I'll be getting a ride from
here. I hated sending that text. I was like, Maria, wherever you're at,
the text is so funny. We are making a contingency plan. Was that the time when you guys were walking around?
I was on the phone with Brandon Ruth right now.
I was like, I don't know what you're doing, but stop. We're trying to come up with a backup plan.
That sounds like a David Bassidy problem.
Yeah, David Bassidy. I will give you credit because we're a show that we will take credit for ourselves when it's warranted, and we will also give it when it's warranted.
That's right.
And I get in the truck, and all of a sudden, I'm about to roll out, and Mike opens my door, and he's like throwing stuff in the back seat. He's like, tell Maria, can she ride what she wants? Or call her. See where Maria's at. So I call you, and I'm literally, I'm trying to give you an out, right? But I don't want I don't want it to sound like a jerk way. Like,
it's like,
hey,
we don't want it to sound like we don't want you, but we understand if you're like, these guys are idiots.
Yeah.
And I don't want to deal with them.
So
it wasn't your fault.
I give the old, hey, this is what we've got to do for us.
Yeah.
You do what's best for, you know, you and what you have to do for 11 Alive, because that's your job. That's your, you know, number one job.
That's where your bread is, buddy.
And you're like, well, I could do this. And I go, again, that's fine. You do what's best for you. And I was like,
you're
trying
to give me an out.
And you're like, no, I'm in this thing.
When she texted me and said, I can run fast, I was like, yes.
I'm in it.
All right, speaking of running fast, man, Bo and I got a chance to visit with Drake London yesterday. You don't want to miss this. I asked him right off the top, man, you going without the sleeves the last couple of days. What's the deal?
Well, now I feel good because it's hot as hell out here. And I had to take them off. But, sleeves for me was like a swag thing coming in the league. And then, you know, I had my little mishaps with them, so I took them off. But I usually wear them for practice because I like to sweat it out and, like, earn my work, you know. That's the whole mindset behind it. But that day just kind of got me. And it's a no-go no more, so I'm done with them.
You said I'm going to have to sweat it out a different kind of way, man. Obviously, you've had a great career so far, but this camp's a little bit different. Coach Morris in the fold. Zach Robinson here is the OC. Just talk to us about some of the changes and maybe some of the things you've noticed so far that are a little bit different this year.
It's a big difference. I think it's a 180 flip, you know. You have fun coming in the building. You have fun working. And you could just see it on all the guys' faces when they come in here, even the coaches. We go in here, we work, we know what we're in here for, and we have fun doing it. So that's all that really matters.
Well, speaking of differences, that what's the difference in the meeting room with Kirk and going over plays and stuff and his leadership as far as the film study part of it?
I mean, this is going to be his 13th year coming up. So a guy who's that vetted, he knows what he's talking about and he knows what he's seen. So to be able to go in there and him take over the meeting room and just really talk to us about ball and what he knows and what he has seen, it is really, really special to us and it helps us grow as a team together.
Okay, now in that same vein, we were talking to Darnell on Saturday night. He talked about the fact that Kirk will throw the ball and he hasn't even located him, but he has that trust. Are you guys working with some of the same stuff?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And that's just Kirk as a player. We'll talk about it, but he knows he's playing for spots. He's not looking, waiting until a guy's open. If you're going to be open, he trusts you. And that's how you play, like, really good ball. And he does just that.
Drake, I've been saying it, you know, for the last couple of years, nobody's better at 50-50 balls in the league than you, man. First of all, how are you able to do that? And then let's talk through kind of developing that repertoire with, you know, with Kirk at the helm of saying, look, man, I can go up and get it with the best of them. I think he probably knows that if he didn't know before. It looks like to me he's been finding out during camp.
First of all, thank you. I think it's just my basketball background. I'm going to go get rebounds and stuff like that, but also I take pride in when the ball's in the air, no matter what, it's going to either be mine or it's going to be incompletion. It's going to be nobody else's. So I take a lot of pride in those situations, and I hope that Kirk sees it, and I think he does, so we're going to keep on building on that.
Speaking of your basketball, you went to USC as a guy playing on a scholarship both ways. Was it an easy decision to give up basketball and stick solely with football? I mean, obviously it worked, but was it an easy decision?
It was a hard one. You know, I was actually sitting outside of the basketball court talking to my parents about it when I was going to make the decision. It wasn't an easy one because basketball was one of my first loves, and that was a sport that I grew up really, really playing. But again, like you said, it all worked out for a reason, and I cannot be mad at it.
Out here, when you come to camp, you know, I know that it's in baseball, other sports like basketball, there's things you're individually working on. But when you come to camp, is there something in this camp that you're just trying to, you know, tweak a little bit better to get a little bit better at?
I think everything, honestly. I think I'm working on more growing every day as a player than worrying about what I did that day. I think I'm just trying to work on myself so when it becomes game time, then I'm ready for that. Not so much ready for every day of practice trying to do everything right. I'm trying to work on myself. So I think just growth as a player is what I'm working on this year.
I don't know how much Olympics you've watched, but one of the funny topics that keeps coming up with a lot of players is if you were given 4 years to train, what would be your sport? I think for you it's pretty easy. You'd be team, you know, Team USA men's basketball. Is there anything else that sticks out of you? 4 years to train, though, without having to go to work, man, there's probably a lot of things Drake London can do.
Yeah, I would probably have to say basketball for sure. But if not, shoot, I don't know. There's so many games now. Like there's like skateboarding and a bunch of crazy stuff.
Breakdancing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if you give me 4 years, I may do breakdancing. I don't know.
All right, we've been asking everyone, and I already know your answer because it seems to be an overwhelming answer. But the Guardian caps, you all have to wear them this year. I think you can wear them in a game. Would you ever even consider wearing a Guardian cap in a game?
No, and they're trash. We already have a thing of our generation that this sport is soft and that our generation is soft. And now that they're adding this, and then at the same time, if we're conditioning our own head to hit with these Guardian caps, we choose not to wear them in the game, that first hit's going to be a little bit harder. So I feel that that's not really a safety precaution for us when it comes to the game. We know what we signed up for, so why wear this? I know you're trying to protect our heads, but we know what we signed up for. That's what I got to say.
That's a phenomenal point. All right, so one of the other questions we've been asking a lot of guys we've been hanging out with, Arnold Ebiketie, Jake Matthews, obviously Darnell Saturday night. Is there something you have to pack for training camp? I think Arnold said, PS5, obviously, he's like, that's where I get my Netflix. Jake's was a foam roller. I mean, is there anything that, you know, other than clothes that when you're packing, man, you spend 3 or 4 weeks away from family that you just have to have in the bag?
I'm big on white noise when I sleep, so I got to have my box fan. My white box fan. That's mandatory.
That's the best answer I've heard yet.
Yes, it is.
You were so excited.
Dude, because I'm the same way. You know how I am with the box fan. I walked up to Second Drew High School with a box fan the other night.
Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
We're waiting to do our – it's Saturday afternoon. I'm trying to cut my grass. I got my AirPods in. You listen to music. And I get Mike Johnson. So should I bring a box fan? Like, are we going to have one? And that's
First
the way.
First of all, why does your phone have a narrator? And well, second of all, it was not a voice
I like
message.
The voice narrator, too. Mike Johnson. Go ahead.
You know when you got an AirPod in and you get a text.
Oh, it reads it to you.
Okay, so it read it in my voice?
Well,
get out of here, this guy.
It was said in Siri's voice, but I heard your, you think we're going to need a box fan? Because, you know, I get hot and stuff. I don't know, man. Bring your damn box fan if you want it. What do I care?
And I did. And I did, and you know what? He was like, you're hogging the box fan.
He did.
I was like, no, it's my fan.
Happy about the box fan. Exactly. Don't lie.
And it was hot.
I'm the one that ended up carrying it.
Listen, Drake London's answers I thought were so good. His Guardian cap answer kind of caught me off guard. He's like, look, we're known as being a soft generation, but we know what we signed up for. I don't want to go too far down that road, but I thought that he has obviously given a lot of thought to what he had to say. And that's what I have to say about that.
What surprised me on it is he gave a similar answer that Jake did, like an emphatic no. But what he did was, I want to say why. And I appreciated that. For one, it was there's so many guys in sports that don't like doing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give, and Maria, you know this better than anyone.
Very true.
They'll give you the, no. And then they'll just look away. And that's all they're going to give you because they don't feel like they need to explain. And you know what? He didn't have to. But when he wanted to go in depth, I thought his answer was well thought out. And you could, it almost felt like it was something that he needed to say, that we don't like these because we know what's said about us. And I appreciated that.
Yeah, I did too.
I think it's important too that he did explain it, because there's a lot of people just saying, no, I don't like it. Well, we're all like, why?
Yeah.
What? Tell us why. And yeah, okay, maybe they're hot. Maybe, you know, there's not airflow like you guys were telling me off air. But I think it's important to explain why. And these are not important. The league is trying to make it a thing, and it is a thing right now, so that's fine. But the players obviously have opinions about it. We just didn't really know where their head was at until he explained that. I thought it was wonderful. I'm glad that Drake actually said that.
I can't imagine, and you know, the Chargers have the Guardian caps, and they have like the little skull caps over them that have Charger logo, make it look a real helmet. If our guys are telling us they don't breathe without those,
oof.
How does that even add it, making it worse?
Has to.
And the humidity in California is a little bit different than in Atlanta or Flowery Branch, Georgia.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Last, and Clean. When we come back, we'll hit a little bit of those Braves, tell you what the keys to success were for the Braves yesterday. We'll also go in the huddle. More people getting paid and, unfortunately, more injuries around the NFL. Stick with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't touch that dial.
This is the morning shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Kelly counts to left field. Churio going back. He's at the wall. It's gone. Kelnick back home with a solo shot to the opposite field.
That call courtesy Brendan Gaudin of Valley Sports, which, look, going to be on Xfinity sooner than, rather than later. I guess it's maybe tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, August 1st. Yeah
nice. That was that Kelnick home run I mentioned earlier. It was not a mashed tater. It was like a scalloped tater, or maybe a tater salad. You know, just skim the wall. We're good, though.
You know, just realized?
A new potato.
Today what? Is the, I was just looking at the Mike Trout stuff and his injuries. And, you know, he's now he just shut down in rehab. Today's the 23-year anniversary of my knee surgery.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it still hurts.
You remember it's the last day of July.
Yeah, I had an ACL meniscus surgery. Pretty sure my meniscus is torn again.
You made me think of something that I hadn't considered before. You know, that there is an Emory Sports Medicine right next to the training camp, and it doesn't have power either right now. So I wonder if they're like calling down their list of people that are supposed to get MRIs this morning and be like, hey,
Don't show up this morning.
Are they calling from their cell phones then?
Well, do you think they have a landline up there? I mean, what are we doing?
I do believe an office has a landline.
Everybody else in America these days, they're using their cell phones. Yes, but.
Well, no, they have an office phone, Michael.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's probably is in the shape of an iPhone and looks like an iPhone.
Doctor offices have office phones. It's not like a random little automotive shop that just uses a cell phone. No. They have a wired device that they call from.
Right. They're not in the shack that pays for parking.
And Marie, I'm sure they have
banging the pipe out there.
I'm sure
still.
They have the corkscrew cord that's 15 foot long, and they walk into their kitchen.
Have too. You never been to the doctor?
Yeah, I have.
You have children.
Unfortunately, when I was playing, and I still haven't seen a landline in any of these doctor's offices.
Wait, you're kidding?
No,
you're out of touch.
I'm out of touch.
Yeah.
You think they have a landline at the brand new Emory Sports Medicine?
Yes.
No. No way. It definitely doesn't look like one that you pick up and has a cord on it. There's no way. No.
Yeah, it's see-through. Just
Danny
like
Long
I used
right
to
now.
Call people on in
I'm texting
middle school.
Danny Long right now.
I'm a little concerned for you. I'm not going to lie.
We got to get to the
What's
Braves.
What's wrong with you? You're the sensible
Braves.
One on the show.
Jared Kelnick hits a home run last night. The offense has a second inning explosion. I'm trying to remember, was it Rosario that had the two out single that knocked in two runs with the bases loaded, which was awesome to see. I feel like the amount of times we've been able to say there was a clutch two out hit for the Braves this year has been absolutely minimal. But Bryce Elder was nice last night, Maria, and it's good to see him get back when this team absolutely needed a good start.
Yeah, let's not forget about Austin Riley either, because this is someone who we know has a lot of power at the plate, but you know him going 4-for-5. That's what you want to see from your third baseman too.
Massive.
Yeah, when he starts getting it together, he starts, you know, and really starts getting hot, he's getting on no matter what. It's not just home runs. And he also starts going that opposite field. Same with Ozuna. And that's why it was so cool to see Kelnick go oppo last night, because when you can go oppo for power, it means you're really starting to lock in. Elder, though, was the story overall. We got good Bryce last night. We talked about good Bryce, bad Bryce, like, you know, good Bo Wallace, bad Bo Wallace. I used that analogy earlier this week.
That was not for you, but I literally, because
I did the 2014 game for national radio that good Bo Wallace showed up and they beat that crimson colored team who was number one that year. But
I wasn't there.
No, you weren't. But that you got it last night. He worked so fast. And so confidently, the slider was working last night, which is a pitch that he needs to work when he's going to be on. You mentioned it earlier, Maria, only one walk. Elder is his best when he is confident, working fast, and throwing strikes, but calculated, you know, location strikes, not just meatballs over the middle.
Yeah. I do have breaking news. My wife just texted me and said, "You're an idiot. The receptionist definitely has a landline." Let's go in the hole.
Thank you, Lindsay.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
I still don't believe it. I have to see it with my own two eyes.
Your worst take ever on this show.
Glad I was here
actually,
for that.
That was my worst take. We're doing something.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, he's had some
bad.
Terrible top fives before, too.
That blows my mind anyway.
I still don't believe they have a corded landline in Emory Sports, but we'll talk about it later. Look, we're going to go in the huddle real quick. This story coming out of Chicago, and ESPN staff writer Courtney Cronin, DJ Moore, pay that man his money. $110 million extension, which is the largest in franchise history, negotiated by Drew Rosenhaus, includes $82.6 million guaranteed, which ranks third for a wide receiver if you've been absent throughout this offseason. That's because he's behind Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown. He was set to hit free agency in 2026, but now he's with the Bears all the way through 2029. And this, Bo, is what happens when you have a rookie quarterback contract.
Yeah, and it's nice because you can re-sign the players that make him better for a lot of money while he's making, you know, the rookie contract deal. That's the fear that you have in Atlanta. That's what the Packers missed out on. They thought they were going to get with Jordan Love, and Aaron Rodgers decided to play, three more years at a high level and then force his way out. It's the fear of drafting Penix, but you know what? That's another conversation. Good for DJ Moore. I didn't think he was going to be the player he is today after 2 years in the league, but he has developed into a phenomenal player.
Marie, do you think Caleb Williams actually hits the ground running? Because it feels like they have gone, like, obviously they've gone out of their way to add these weapons, but it just seems like of all the rookie quarterbacks we've seen recently, he is really set up for success.
Yeah, and Chicago is a place where quarterbacks' dreams go to die, so this may be his opportunity to reverse that.
I love that.
It's true. You know it is.
I know. It's such a good point. I tell people this all the time. I'm like, oh man, they can't draft the right quarterback. I'm like, do you think if you were a quarterback that you'd be like, I can't wait to get in Chicago?
There's no way.
New York Jets.
Tell me how it's worked out for anyone.
Nobody.
But Caleb, I mean, he's got so many weapons around him, and to your guys' point, DJ put together a career year with the Bears, and so he deserves that money. I think that Caleb is set for success, so I don't want to say he's going to hit the ground running just because I'm so nervous about what the quarterbacks
he's
do in that city. I don't know. And yes, he's a rookie.
Such
we'll
a
see.
Good point. Speaking of Caleb Williams, it has been now reported from Courtney Cronin that he will not be playing in tomorrow's Hall of Fame game. Isn't that just wild to think about that August 1st we're getting some NFL football, but reportedly none of the starters for the Bears will be playing. Matt Eberflus said that he would try to get Caleb Williams between 45 and 55 snaps. They still have three games left. This preseason to play at Buffalo, to play against Cincinnati, and to play Kansas City. Boy, that's a pretty good preseason schedule for the Bears: Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Kansas City. But obviously, you'd rather play those guys in the preseason. But Caleb Williams not starting. We went through this entire thing last year as far as preseason snaps goes. It sounds like though that he'll at least get more than Desmond Ridder got last year, but won't see him tomorrow night.
It's a different animal when you have the Hall of Fame game because you get that extra preseason game. It used to be five. Now when you played it, now it's only four because you only have three. He'll play in games two and three, and he'll miss games one and four. That's what they'll do. It makes perfect sense. He is considered their starter, so he's only going to play when the starters play. There's no reason to put him out there, again, with anyone else other than the starters, and a multitude of reasons. There's the injury risk, not to mention, does it really help him if he's not playing behind and with the guys he'll be playing with on every Sunday in the fall?
Well, I think, and Marie, you can touch on this too, the last thing you want to do, because you just talked about it, the quarterbacks in Chicago, the last thing you want to do is put him out there behind a group of offensive linemen that might, in the end, honestly, do more harm than good. You don't want to make him skittish in the pocket before week one.
Yeah, and I really think that he does need to get out there at some point too. You know, a lot of people have their opinions on quarterback play in the preseason, but I believe that Caleb Williams certainly needs to get some reps. I'm not saying he should play every game, not saying he should play all four quarters, but he's got to get out there and see what he's working with. But Chicago is drastically better offensively than they have been in recent years, especially from the draft. They had a phenomenal draft. They've put together some really good pieces. Let's see him in play. And Caleb needs to work with them in the preseason at some point.
Yeah, I agree. All right, quickly, Bo, Lions' John Kaminsky. Our old buddy here in Atlanta suffers a torn MCL. He is out indefinitely. There were whispers that he could possibly be back for a playoff run, but I wouldn't count on it. But, man, stinks to see. He really fit well with that defense.
Yeah, he was a guy that never could find a footing here. A lot of hope for him. He was a talented guy coming out of school or into the draft. I love how he fit in up there with what they do, and he was perfect fit for how they play. I hate the fact that this has happened, but I do hope if they do make the playoffs, he'll be there.
Yeah, I, you and I watching him on tape and kind of seeing how he fit. And he also, listen, he had a couple of pressures in those playoff games on their little playoff run last year. I don't want to say little playoff run.
You sound like someone else is in that chair. Oh, you're little this.
She
you're little that.
Listen, hope she's having a good little time over there in Paris right
with her
now.
Her little Olympics.
Her little world camera that she was posting yesterday. Now, Tiff, we love you. Hope you're having fun. Go to break. When we come back, Maria is going to be introduced to a like to call which one. When I ask her and Bo to make a decision, and Dylon will be the judge of record. Dylon, don't get scared, man. Don't do favors either. You know what I mean? I know you're a gentle giant. You try to do the nice thing, but you make sure you come down hard if you have to.
Maria, I will judge fairly here. Okay. You are a favorite of mine, but I still have to judge fairly.
That's so okay. I like to be judged fairly.
There you go.
I don't need any passes.
He will be prompt with the gavel. All right, that's Mic'd Up coming on the other side at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the morning shift.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. It is the morning shift. We are in Midtown. We are not in Flowery Branch. We are not
But why?
Currently, we are not your eyes on the ground up in Flowery Branch at the Atlanta Falcons facility. We are your ears. Jersey Mike is up there on location, letting us know when the power grid comes back on.
And we're going to be up there as soon as this show is over at 8:52 when we get done with Jim Duquette, who will be on at 8:40 from, I think, MLB Network.
Network.
We are going to get back in the WSauce AT&T Orchard Z71 and just get on up there.
Bo's mom's landline, and we're going to call somebody and make sure that they're on. You know, they have power up.
Well, we don't need power for what we're going to do.
Right.
Which is pick up your truck and maybe do a post-practice interview.
Look, man, it's Mike and Bo hanging out with you. Maria Martin, kind enough to join us this morning, you know, jumping through all the hoops of going up to Flower Branch and coming back to Midtown and going back to Flower Branch. So glad you can join us here on this Wednesday morning. Now, we are playing Which One Wednesday. Maria, let me explain this to you.
Okay.
I will ask you to make a decision. It might be a yes or no. It's usually an either or. And it's a debate-style topic, right? So you have to give your reasoning behind your decision. Now, Bo is going to fill this room with a lot of hot air, right? He's going to absolutely just kind of talk. And at the end, Dylan's going to say, I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. But Dylan will be the judge, and that's kind of how we play the game.
He said he was going to judge very fairly.
I hope so.
I'm holding you to that, Dylan.
He is a friendly person. Okay. And he has been known to just, you know, be really friendly with the results of anybody playing against Bo. Now, I don't want him to be friendly to Bo. I'm just going to throw that out there. Bo is, he's got a pretty good record in this game. I think he's like 5-2.
Despite everything being said against me by everything Mike says just now, like, all right. I'd still win because I'm a winner.
Yada, yada, yada.
Winners do.
All right, here's what we're going to start. We were talking about it earlier. Maria talked to some of the players yesterday at training camp about how their teammates would do in random Olympic sports. But what would you be better at? And Bo, we'll start with you. Would you be a better skateboarder or a breakdancer? Would you be a better skateboarder in the Olympics or a breakdancer?
Probably a breakdancer. And the only reason I'm saying that is I would probably break something during training of skateboarding, and I would not be able to train. So I would never even make it to the Olympics because I would be over there.
I don't know why a picture of Bo on a skateboard has got me weak right now.
Yeah, I don't think skateboarding is in the cards for us.
Maria, what do you think? Would you be a better skateboarder or a breakdancer?
Well, fun fact, I grew up dancing, also grew up skateboarding because I'm from Florida.
Oh!
So.
JNCOs and everything. I just, you know what I mean? You got the baggy pants on, the JNCOs?
Yeah. What?
You don't know what JNCOs are?
No.
What?
Am I supposed to know what these are? Wait, are those?
Well, those are pants that I wore in high school because they were in. And they were big and baggy.
I didn't think,
okay. Anyways, I will not be wearing JNCOs. I don't even know what they are. I'm going to look them up.
Yeah, JNCO.
I'm going to go with breakdancing because I actually think I could hit some moves.
Yeah, you have a little bit of that rhythm.
Yeah, I can.
All right, how about this? Would you rather, now what would you be better at? Would you rather participate in the Olympic rugby or Olympic marathon speed walking? Olympic rugby or Olympic marathon speed walking. Remember, both of your feet cannot come off the ground at the same time for 26 miles. Which one would you rather compete in, Bo?
Oh, rugby all day long. First off, I don't know what it is those people are doing, but it ain't something I want to do. And I don't want to be a part of anything with the word marathon on the end unless there's alcohol involved. I'll tell you this, though. Rugby looks like so much fun. Now, I don't want to play because, you know, this face just can't take that damage. Yeah. But I mean, I would love to play some rugby.
It's
football without the pads.
Yeah, Maria, what do you think? Marathon speed walking or rugby?
I feel like I'm gonna lose some style points here, but I'm gonna go marathon speed walking because listen. I have a reason.
Just those Hokas have flames coming off the back.
Now Bo is doing it around the studio. Okay, so I'm glad that you got up and demonstrated that because it's been 3 years because of Tokyo, but every 4 years. I happen to practice every time I see it.
You're
because
kidding.
It's a phenomenon to me that your feet can't leave the ground. So I've got some practice under my belt. I'm going marathon speed walking.
I mean, I just can't imagine. Can you imagine getting 20 miles into this and be like, your feet, you're out of here. Like,
what can I feel like a penalty minute?
I don't understand the feet.
It's so hard.
All right, let's pivot to the Falcons for just a minute. How about this one? We're talking about Caleb Williams not playing, Kirk Cousins probably not playing. More preseason touches. Jace McClellan or Ray-Ray McCloud? Ray-Ray McCloud has been on fire so far this preseason. Jace McClellan, haven't seen a ton of carries out of him, but I have to imagine he's in the fold. more preseason touches? Easy. McLeod or McClellan?
McClellan, because I get the inkling that Ray Ray is going to be a guy that gets in on this. He's going to be in when with some action on the twos, but Jace McClellan is going to get those carries late in the third and a lot
share.
In the fourth quarter, and he's going to be he's going to be their bell cow in the preseason. I do believe.
Yeah, they always had that Godwin and Ikobuge.
Yeah.
What do you think, Maria?
This one's also really easy for me. And one thing about McClellan, I'm going to go McClellan. One thing about him that I think people forget, guess how many fumbles he had in his college career?
Ooh.
Guess.
Guessing like one.
Zero. Yeah.
Okay.
Zero. This kid's a workhorse. Yeah. He's got traits of Bijan and Tyler. He's got some really good athleticism to him. Don't be shocked if you maybe see him mixed in on special teams as well, but they're going to want to see how he fits into this team. I think it's easy because Ray Ray has his place, I think, with the Falcons.
I love what you're saying there. All right, how about this one? Bo and I were talking about we got spooked by a crazy noise earlier this morning when there was no power at the facility. Would you rather walk through the woods alone at night or walk through an abandoned warehouse alone at night? Through the woods or an abandoned warehouse? Maria, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go abandoned warehouse.
You would rather walk through the abandoned warehouse?
Yeah, because in the woods, there's other elements, animals, which I guess there technically could be.
There could be some in that warehouse, too.
There could be, but they're like rats. I can jump those. You know? I can jump over them.
What if they're ghosts and you can't punch them? They're just,
well, then whatever. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. But I can jump over the rats. I can't jump over the bears in the woods.
Dylan, don't make fun of my ghost noise. It is what it is.
I mean, look, I'm a country boy. Country boy can't survive in the woods, but I ain't surviving in some city warehouse. I tell you what, you can fall down. You can fall off a ledge in a warehouse. In the woods, look, if I hear some coyotes or maybe a wolf or something or a bobcat, I'm just going to climb that tree.
Yeah.
So give me the woods. I'm in my element out there.
Tree climbing experience?
Yeah. A little one. And,
Me? Paulding County, they had all them good trees.
I've dabbled in
limbs.
That.
All right, how about this one? Which one do you think would be easier to beat in an Olympic sport? Because we talked about both of them today. Tyler Algier saying rugby. Would you be easier to beat Tyler Algier in rugby or Drake London in basketball? Which one of those would be easier to defeat, Tyler Algier in rugby or Drake London in basketball?
Drake London, because I think I could draw some fouls and maybe get to the free throw line, I'd have to step up and make my free throws, which is tough, but you can do them. Tyler Algier, I think even Dylan would agree with me on this one. Man, he gets that ball and runs over you one time, you ain't going to beat him concussed.
That
right?
Hope he trips.
Yeah. You can't beat him looking on the ground looking up as he runs over you. That's not going to work out well for you.
Maria, what do you think?
That's the first thing that came to my mind is what am I going to do when I get a concussion as soon as he runs into me? So I think I'd like to
knee
take
to the temple.
Right, and yeah. I have no teeth anymore. So I think I'm going to go basketball because at least I can make some shots. But rugby, I don't stand a chance with Tyler Algier knocking me over.
All right, we talked about ghosts a minute ago. How about this one? What's more likely to be real, ghosts or aliens? Because I'm not going to lie, the alien thing kind of crept into my head earlier today, too, when we were out there.
You thought it was an alien working on the spaceship?
No, I was sitting there, and I was like, man, it's so dark. Maybe there's some alien activity out here. Which one more likely to be real,
you see any
ghost
lights?
Or an alien? No, unfortunately.
I don't believe in either, but I do believe in spirits. And so I know some people think it's the same thing. There is a difference to me. We can explain later if you have questions.
We don't have time for your
so
hot
I,
air.
I would
I told
believe,
you he's going hot air.
I would believe ghosts. I would go with ghosts because it's, you know, we know people are real, and all ghosts are supposed to be are people that didn't leave Earth when they died. So, I mean, that's a lot more real than some green Martian coming down working on his spaceship at 5 a.m. in Flowery Branch, Georgia,
what do you
Michael.
Think, Maria?
But aliens could be in a different form
right.
than a green,
could be like a
whatever.
Bacteria.
You know, who knows? I don't know. But I still think it's ghosts are more likely. I've heard some really good ghost stories that I think are real. I've never experienced anything like it, but my mom swears she has, so I believe everything she says, so let's go ghost.
Dylan has just gotten in my ear, and he has informed me that we are tied at this point. So we have one more question that will
ding,
be
ding,
a tiebreaker. How about this one? Who has more pressure, an NFL kicker or a Major League Baseball closer?
Ooh.
Which one has more pressure, an NFL kicker or Major League Baseball closer?
I got this one, a kicker. Okay. Because not only is the game, the whole game is played and comes down to your extra points or your field goal, but most of the guys that you're a part of a team with don't even consider you a real player. Not to mention the fact That all the practices, all you do is standing over there and play like little games with the football. So these guys are busting their arse every day,
and they
see you doing nothing. You better go in there and make that kick.
You better put some respect on young way.
A closer is just a reliever that is really freaking good and good in high pressure situations with normally a couple of out pitches, one of which being.
I don't know if he's kind of sleeping on the clutchness of kickers. Go ahead, Maria.
Kickers are clutch, but I think that closers, there's a little more wiggle room for error than kickers. It's one move, one kick. Where's the ball going to go? And that is it.
Might have to throw 20 pitchers if you're a closer.
Correct. And I'll tell you a really quick story about kickers and their time and how it's spent. Early in my career, I was working with the Miami Hurricanes, and we did a talent show during camp. And I was in charge of helping the guys put together their videos. To me, and they said, listen, for a year, because we got a lot of time on our hands. That's all I think about now when I think about kick.
Point proven. That's funny.
All right, Dylan, you got 20 seconds, man. Who brought it home?
Well, Jared Kelnick and Bryce Elder ended slumps last night. Bo did not end his. For the second week in a row, Maria Martin is the champion. For the second week in a row, Bo has fallen.
Look at that. It's the upset for the ages.
Woo!
I actually agree with that. I thought, listen, well stated.
4-3 final score. 4-3.
I thought Maria had a very good answer in the last one. But if you did not give me the win on what I said, which was the honest to God truth, because I have talked to kickers and regular football players. I mean, position players, and they all say the same thing. So you're wrong.
Listen, we got wake up call coming up on the other side of the break. 404-726-0929 or on the X at 929 Morning Shift. Hit us up. Morning Shift rolls on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the morning shift.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. It is the morning shift. We are in Midtown. We are not in Flowery Branch. We are not. Currently, we are not your eyes on the ground up in Flowery Branch at the Atlanta Falcons facility. We are your ears. Jersey Mike is up there on location, letting us know when the power grid comes back on.
And we're going to be up there as soon as this show is over at 8:52 when we get done with Jim Duquette, who will be on at 8:40 from, I think, MLB Network. We are going to get back in the WSauce AT&T Orchard Z71 and just get on up there.
Bo's mom's landline, and we're going to call somebody and make sure that they're on. You know, they have power up.
Well, we don't need power for what we're going to do,
right?
Which is pick up your truck and maybe do a post-practice interview.
Look, man, it's Mike and Bo hanging out with you. Maria Martin, kind enough to join us this morning. You know, jumping through all the hoops of going up to Flower Branch and coming back to Midtown and going back to Flower Branch. So glad you can join us here on this Wednesday morning. Now we are playing. Which one Wednesday? Maria, let me explain this to you.
Okay.
I will ask you to make a decision. It might be a yes or no. It's usually an either or. And it's a debate style topic, right? So you have to give your reasoning behind your decision. Now, Bo is going to fill this room with a lot of hot air, right? He's going to absolutely just kind of talk. And at the end, Dylan's going to say, I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. But Dylan will be the judge, and that's kind of how we play the game.
He said he was going to judge very fairly.
I hope so.
I'm holding you to that, Dylan.
He is a friendly person, okay. And he has been known to just, you know, be really friendly with the results of anybody playing against Bo. Now, I don't want him to be friendly to Bo. I'm just going to throw that out there. Bo he's got a pretty good record in this game. I think he's like 5-2.
Despite everything being said against me by everything Mike says just now, I'd still win because I'm a winner.
That's what
winners do.
All right, here's what we're going to start. We were talking about it earlier. Maria talked to some of the players yesterday at training camp about how their teammates would do in random Olympic sports. But what would you be better at? And Bo, we'll start with you. Would you be a better skateboarder or a break dancer? Would you be a better skateboarder in the Olympics or a break dancer?
Probably a break dancer. And the only reason I'm saying that is I would probably break something during training of skateboarding, and I would not be able to train. So I would – I would never even make it to the Olympics because I would be over there.
I picture a Bo on a skateboard has got me weak right now.
Yeah, I don't think skateboarding is in the cards for
Maria. What do you think? Would you be a better skateboarder or a break dancer?
Well, fun fact, I grew up dancing, also grew up skateboarding because I'm from Florida.
Oh,
so
JNCOs and everything. I just, you know what I mean. You got the baggy pants on, the JNCOs.
Yeah, what?
You don't know what JNCOs are?
No.
What?
Am I supposed to know what these are? Wait, are those?
I think, well, those are pants that I wore in high school because they were in, and they were big and baggy.
I didn't think.
Okay. Anyways, I will not be wearing JNCOs. I don't even know what they are. Yeah, I'm going to look them up.
Yeah, JNCO.
I'm going to go with breakdancing because I actually think I could hit some moves.
Yeah, you have a little bit of that rhythm.
Yeah, I can.
All right, how about this? Would you rather, now what would you be better at? Would you rather participate in the Olympic rugby or Olympic marathon speed walking? Olympic rugby or Olympic marathon speed walking? Remember, both of your feet cannot come off the ground at the same time for 26 miles. Which one would you rather compete in, Bo?
Oh, rugby all day long. First off, I don't know what it is those people are doing, but it ain't something I want to do. And I don't want to be a part of anything with the word marathon on the end unless there's alcohol involved. I'll tell you this, though. Rugby looks like so much fun. Now, I don't want to play because, you know, this face just can't take that damage. But, I mean, I would love to play some rugby.
It's
football without the pads.
Yeah. Maria, what do you think? Marathon speed walking or rugby?
I feel like I'm going to lose some style points here. But I'm going to go marathon speed walking because, listen, listen, I have a reason.
Just those Hokas have flames coming off the back.
Now Bo is doing it around the studio. Okay, so I'm glad that you got up and demonstrated that because it's been 3 years because of Tokyo, but every 4 years, I happen to practice every time I see it. It's a phenomenon to me that your feet can't leave the ground. So I've got some practice under my belt. I'm going marathon speed walking.
I mean, I just can't
metal
imagine.
Me up.
Can you imagine getting 20 miles into this and be like, your feet, you're out of here.
I don't understand the
it's
feet.
It's so hard.
All right, let's pivot to the Falcons for just a minute. How about this one? We were talking about Caleb Williams not playing, Kirk Cousins probably not playing. More preseason touches. Jace McClellan or Ray-Ray McCloud? Ray-Ray McCloud has been on fire so far this preseason. Jace McClellan, haven't seen a ton of carries out of him, but I have to imagine he's in the fold. More preseason touches, McCloud or McClellan?
McClellan, because I get the inkling that Ray-Ray is going to be a guy that gets in on this. He's going to be in with some action on the twos. But Jace McClellan is going to get those carries late in the third and
a lot
in the fourth quarter, and he's going to be their bell cow in the preseason. I do believe.
Yeah, they always have that Godwin Ikobuge.
Yeah.
What do you think, Maria?
This one's also really easy for me. And one thing about McClellan, I'm going to go McClellan. One thing about him that I think people forget: guess how many fumbles he had in his college career.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm guessing like one.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero. This kid's a workhorse. Yeah. He's got traits of Bijan and Tyler. He's got some really good athleticism to him. Don't be shocked if you maybe see him mixed in on special teams as well, but they're going to want to see how he fits into this team. I think it's easy because Ray-Ray has his place, I think, with the Falcons.
I love what you're saying there. All right, how about this one? Bo and I were talking about we got spooked by a crazy noise earlier this morning when there was no power at the facility. Would you rather walk through the woods alone at night or walk through an abandoned warehouse alone at night? Through the woods or an abandoned warehouse? Maria, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go abandoned warehouse.
You would rather walk through the abandoned warehouse?
Yeah, because in the woods, there's other elements, animals, which I guess there technically could be.
There could be. Too.
There could be, but they're like rats. I can jump those. You know? I can jump over them.
What if they're ghosts and you can't punch them? They're
Well, then whatever. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. But I can jump over the rats. Yeah. I can't jump over the bears in the woods.
Dylan, don't make fun of my ghost noise. It is what it is.
I mean, look, I'm a country boy. Country boy can't survive in the woods, but I ain't surviving in some city warehouse. I tell you what, you can fall down. You can fall off a ledge in a warehouse. In the woods, look, if I hear some coyotes or maybe a wolf or something or a bobcat, I'm just going to climb that tree.
Yeah.
So give me the woods. I'm in my element out there.
Tree climbing experience?
Yeah. A little one. And,
Me? Paulding County, they had all them good trees.
I've dabbled in that.
All right, how about this one? Which one do you think would be easier to beat in an Olympic sport? Because we talked about both of them today. Tyler Allgeier saying rugby. Would you be easier to beat Tyler Allgeier in rugby or Drake London in basketball? Which one of those would be easier to defeat, Tyler Allgeier in rugby or Drake London in basketball?
Drake London, because I think I could draw some fouls and maybe get to the free throw line, and I would have to be not like – I'd have to step up and make my free throws, which is tough, but you can do them. Tyler Allgeier, I think even Dylan would agree with me on this one. Man, he gets that ball and runs over you one time, you ain't going to beat him concussed,
there
right?
There will be trips.
Yeah. You can't beat him looking on the ground looking up as he runs over you. That's not going to work out well for you.
Maria, what do you think?
That's the first thing that came to my mind is, what am I going to do when I get a concussion as soon as he runs into me? So I think I'd like to
knee
take
to the temple.
Right, and yeah. I have no teeth anymore. So I think I'm going to go basketball because at least I can make some shots. But rugby, I don't stand a chance with Tyler Allgeier knocking me over.
All right, we talked about ghosts a minute ago. How about this one? What's more likely to be real, ghosts or aliens? Because I'm not going to lie, the alien thing kind of crept into my head earlier today, too, when we were out there.
You thought it was an alien working on the spaceship?
No, I was sitting there, and I was like, man, it's so dark. Maybe there's some alien activity out here. Which one more likely to be real,
see
a
any
ghost
lights?
Or an alien? No, unfortunately.
I don't believe in either, but I do believe in spirits. And so I know some people think it's the same thing. There is a difference to me. We can explain later if you have questions.
We don't have time for your
so
hot
I,
air.
I would
I told
believe,
you he's going to hot air.
I would believe ghosts. I would go with ghosts because it's, you know, we know people are real, and all ghosts are supposed to be are people that didn't leave Earth when they died. So, I mean, that's a lot more real than some green Martian coming down working on his spaceship at 5 a.m. in Flowery Branch, Georgia,
what do you
Michael.
Think, Maria?
But aliens could be in a different form
right.
than a green
could be like a
whatever.
Bacteria.
You know, who knows? I don't know. But I still think it's ghosts are more likely. Yeah. I've heard some really good ghost stories that I think are real. I've never experienced anything like it, but my mom swears she has, so I believe everything she says, so let's go ghost.
Dylan has just gotten in my ear, and he has informed me that we are tied at this point. So we have one more question that will
ding,
be
ding,
a tiebreaker. How about this one? Who has more pressure, an NFL kicker or a Major League Baseball closer?
Ooh.
Which one has more pressure, an NFL kicker or Major League Baseball closer?
I got this one, a kicker. Okay. Because not only is the game, the whole game is played and comes down to your extra points or your field goal, but most of the guys that you're a part of a team with don't even consider you a real player. Not to mention the fact that all of the practices, all you do is standing over there and play like little games with the football. So these guys are busting their arse every day, and they
man.
See you doing nothing. You better go in there and make that kick.
You better put some respect on the way.
A closer is just a reliever that is really freaking good and good in high-pressure situations with normally a couple of out pitches, one of which being...
I don't know if he's kind of sleeping on the clutchness of kickers. Go ahead, Maria.
Kickers are clutch, but I think that closers, there's a little more wiggle room for error than kickers. It's one move, one kick, where's the ball going to go, and that
point.
Is it.
Might have to throw 20 pitchers if you're a closer.
Correct, and I'll tell you a really quick story about kickers and their time and how it's spent. Early in my career, I was working with the Miami Hurricanes, and we did a talent show during camp, and I was in charge of helping the guys put together their videos. To me, and they said, listen, for a year, because we got a lot of time on our hands. That's all I think about now when I think about kick.
Point proven. That's funny.
All right, Dylan, you got 20 seconds, man. Who brought it home?
Well, Jared Kelnick and Bryce Elder ended slumps last night. Bo did not end his. For the second week in a row,
wow.
Maria Martin is the champion. For the second week in a row, Bo has fallen.
Look at that.
Woo!
It's the upset for the ages.
Woo!
I actually agree with that. I thought, listen, well if, stated.
4-3, final score, 4-3.
I thought
three.
Maria had a very good answer in the last one. But if you did
he's
not
sour.
Give me the win
ooh,
on what
sour.
I said, which was the he's honest to God truth, because I have talked to kickers and regular football players, I mean position players, and they all say the same thing. So you're wrong.
Listen, we got wake-up call coming up on the other side of the break. 404-726-0929 or on the X at 929 Morning Shift. Hit us up. Morning Shift rolls on. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.